The proposal to close the roads in the Thorpe Road area, while a £940,000 traffic shake-up is carried out, resulted in a storm of comments to the evening news. Someone called Nuff Said wrote, "I hope that after today's budget, the government will not be throwing lumps of cash to councils for this sort of stupidity. We keep being told that councils have to cut services to the vulnerable and still increase council tax. These schemes are not just unnecessary and ill thought out, but in today's climate, they're obscene." Carl J quoted the article, "We aim to minimise disruption and complete work as quickly as possible." They should have also said, "But aim to cause maximum disruption once this fiasco has finished." JL added, "Yet another completely pointless road scheme dreamt up by clueless councillors. What will happen when the businesses on Thorpe Road between Clarence and Carrow Road get deliveries and the bus lane is blocked on the other side? This will force cars into the opposite bus lane. Do the people who come up with these schemes ever use the roads they ruin?" Someone called Tall Person thinks the car lobby are dominating the debate. "Usual people who only view things through the lens of a car, despite, as has been the case for a long time, cars not being the majority of rush hour transit in this city. This will make Green Line bus journeys easier and mean you can cycle from East Norwich into the city centre without having to loop round an effective dual carriageway. They should have gone further and taken the original plan to just close all of Thorpe Road, below Clarence Road, to cars and had a proper thoroughfare into the city. But the needs of the car lobby must be met as always." Tutti Frutti has a more radical suggestion. "Why stop here? Why not close the whole of the city to cars, from, say, the Outer Ring Road, NDR and A47 Southern Bypass even? That way the handful of cyclists can cycle into the dead-on-its-feet city centre. You think that people are going to climb aboard a bus? For a start, many of the bus routes are seeing a decline in services. Blame COVID for now, but post-pandemic it will simply be down to poor footfall. The other thing that bus advocates forget is that it's simply not convenient to shop and carry heavy items around or to cycle home with them." And someone else called the only voice of reason was blunt. "When will this council realise that no one wants them to waste taxpayers' money in this way?"